So we've been in a series on Wednesday nights. On Wednesday nights, in general, we preach and teach on healing and faith. Faith and healing. Should put it in that order. You can be healed by faith. God's in the healing business in all areas. All healing comes from Him. The healing that you have in your body comes from Him. He created the body. And He created it with the ability to heal itself. Doctors don't heal people. They set the body up so that it can heal. They may take something out of the way. There's techniques and things that can help the body remove certain things. But at the end of the day, they can sew you up. And if you don't heal, you know, they can't force your body to heal. You can die from a hangnail if it goes the wrong way. Literally. I mean, it could get infected, and if your body doesn't take over, you can use drugs and things, but at the end of the day, your body doesn't kick in, you're done. You know, they can try to keep you alive and certain things, but that healing power has been put in our bodies by God. Well, divine healing is nothing different. If He created the body with healing, you just get a large dose of it and things speed up. That's all we're talking about. Not talking about anything different. And so we already believe in healing. Everybody on the face of the earth, if they have any, if to be honest, they believe in healing, you know? If you ever cut yourself, you know? If I cut myself 5 years ago, I can look and it's not there anymore. It healed. Well, we're talking about, if you believe that He's the Creator, then you already believe in divine healing. What we're talking about is another dose of that. And if you get enough of it and it goes fast enough, you can be healed instantly. And He can do anything. How many of you believe God can do anything? He can do anything other than what He's limited Himself. You know, He set boundaries for Himself. He will not lie. He couldn't lie. Everything would just blow apart. You know, He won't cross His word, but other than where He's limited Himself, He is all powerful, all knowing. He can do the impossible. So if we believe that, what's your body relative to the earth, relative to the universe? I mean, you can't even see yourself when you look. You think of the earth. Think of the pictures of the earth that you've seen, you know, from space. Where are you on that? I mean, where is the state of Massachusetts on that? You can't even really see it when you're up that high, right? And then you, where's your town? Where's Andover? You can't see it. Where's your house? You just got to get up in the air, you know, airplane mechanic here. You know, you've been out of plane many times. You just get up a few thousand feet, the houses begin to look real small. You know, it looks like little toy buses moving around and, you know, it looks like a little toy set. Well, you know, you're zoomed out from the earth. You can't see any of that. It just all blends together. And then your house, let alone your body. Now, that's the earth. Zoom out to where you're talking about the solar system or the universe. You can't see anything. We're talking about the God that created all that. So His power, all that power, I mean, you don't realize the power that's in our sun is nothing compared to the power that is in the universe in different places. I mean, it's nothing. Our sun is small. But God created all that. His power is so great. And then to think His power just letting loose in your body just a tiny little bit, it can destroy anything that needs to be destroyed, can heal anything that needs to be healed, and there you go. It gets really, really easy if you believe in a God that's as powerful as our God, healing is nothing to Him. It's just our mind. We just got to get our mindset right. So we focus on faith. See, what we're talking about, what we were just talking about right now, is faith. You start believing what God is, you have no book. If you believe the Bible, what the Bible says about Him, you have no problem then receiving what the Bible says in any area. That's faith. That's all faith is. And that's what we're talking about. That's what we've been in a series, how faith comes. How does it come? It comes by hearing His Word. Let's turn over to Romans 10:17. We'll start there, and then I believe we'll get into some more scripture tonight, but that's our text. Romans 10:17 says, I'll let you turn there, but give you a preview. Faith comes by hearing. It's really simple. We make things complicated because we drown out the truth of God's Word with a bunch of noise, with busyness, with the cares of this world. And that's what the Word says. You know, in the parable of the sower, when Jesus is expounding on that, we're not going to take time to turn there, but the cares of this life will choke the Word. You'll choke it in your life. So let's go. We've been reading Romans 10:13-17. Verse 13, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach unless they are sent? Verse 17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So this is giving one example, saying, how are you going to call on Him if you haven't believed on Him? How are you going to believe if you haven't heard? And how will you hear without a preacher? And how will they preach unless they're sent? Well, all we're talking about here is it comes back to the Word of God. You know, if you don't hear what God has said about Himself and the truth, then you won't have any opportunity to believe. That's what faith is simply believing. It's really, really simple. What we were just talking about in the bigness and the greatness, the awesomeness of God, when we hear that, faith, if you'll notice, faith was rising up in your heart. That's right. What's this in my body? What would anything in my body be to a God that created the heavens and the earth and the universe? His power is limitless, and you're talking about something needing to be changed in my body. When you put it on that scale, it's nothing. That's faith. Faith rises up, and when you, all it is when faith starts being in action, it's like turning on the electricity switch that lets that power flow. The power is always there. But faith comes by hearing His Word. When we take His Word and start to believe what He said, then what He said can come to pass in our lives. And that's what we've been talking about in different facets, different parts of faith. Now, we talked about Thomas's faith. I'm not gonna take time. His it was very natural. I'm not gonna turn over there. But he said in John 20, he said, I'm not going to believe. I'm not going to believe unless I... They told him that, the other disciples told him that Jesus had come, and he said, I just wanted to make sure, I think it's actually further back than that. Yeah, no, it's in John 20, so if you go look it up. They told him, John 20, 24, 25 in there, the disciples, Jesus appeared to the disciples, and when Thomas came back, they told him that Jesus had appeared, and he said, well, I won't believe it unless I can touch Him. Well, that's just natural human faith. Jesus said, you've believed because you've seen. Blessed are those that believe and they have not seen. And then we talked about Abraham, and let's go over and turn over there real quick. You're in Romans 10. Just go back to Romans 4. Romans 4, verse 17, we talked about Abraham. Abraham's called the father of faith. We'll go ahead and read verse 16, actually. Romans 4, 16. It says, therefore it is a faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of Him whom he believed, God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did, who contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old in the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. Now, we spent some time there. I'm not going to repeat everything we said. The messages are on the website. You can go back and listen to them. You know, we're using a Bible faith study course to go through these messages on Wednesday from Kenneth E. Hagin. But you can buy that. But we've just been going through some of these things, and we spent some time here in these scriptures in Romans 4. But here it says that he did not consider, in verse 19, not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body. See, Abraham was told by God, you'll be the father of many nations, but his body didn't look like it. I mean, his wife couldn't have a baby when she was young and she was older. And Abraham was told, you're going to be the father of many nations. Well, if he was going to look at his body and look in the natural, he wouldn't believe that. He would say that's impossible. So he had to consider not his body. He had to look away from his body, and he had to look at something. He had to look away from his body and look at something else. Hebrews 4:14, go ahead and you can turn there, Hebrews 4:14. Hebrews 4:14, it says, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. See, we're to look away and not consider certain things, and then we're to look at or consider certain other things. See, Abraham did not consider his body. God told him, you're going to be the father of many nations, and he did not look at his body. If he's going to look at his body, he's going to say, my body is old, my wife's body is old. If he looks at that, his faith is going to be weak. Because you're walking by sight. If he would have gone by his body, he would say, this is not going to happen. So he had to look at something else. He had to look at God's word. He had to consider what God told him. The Bible said he did not consider his own body, but he glorified God. Well, if you're not going to consider your body, what are you going to look at? We need to look at Jesus and what he did for us. What is his finished work? See, we are not teaching. People misunderstand what the Bible says, number one, but that people will twist. They'll have a misunderstanding of what we're saying right here. We are not to deny symptoms because they are real. You're not to deny pain because it's real. Sin is real. The devil's real. You don't get anywhere by being in denial. Okay? That's not what the Bible teaches. That's not what we teach here. Some people have gotten misunderstanding about what faith is. Denying your symptoms is going to get you nowhere. That's not faith. The Bible says, we just read it, God calls those things that be not as though they were. He doesn't call those things that are as though they be not. You don't sit there and go, well, no, I don't have any pain. No, I'm not sick. I'm not sick. I don't have any problem. I don't have any pain. That's not what the Bible tells you to do. God calls those things that be not as though they were. So what, if you're sick, what is not? You're not, your healing would be calling, if you said I'm healed, that's calling those things that be not as though they were. And that's lining up with what the Word says. See, we need to understand, if the Word said, by His stripes you were healed, that's what you need to focus on, not your symptoms in your body. You don't deny the symptoms. What you're saying is there is a higher power and there is a higher truth than what you're feeling. And what is that? It's God's Word. It's what Jesus did. It's His finished work, not your symptoms. See, Abraham did not consider his own body. So you don't consider your body, but you consider Jesus. What does it mean to consider something? When you consider purchasing a car, consider marrying somebody, consider taking a job. What does that mean? You focus your attention on it. See, do you realize if you focus your attention on your symptoms, you can get worse. You can just keep getting worse. People will say, well, God hasn't heard my prayer yet. I'm getting worse. I guess I'll wind up being operated on. See, what they're doing, this is the crux of what we're talking about. Faith comes by hearing His Word. You stay in faith by focusing on what He said. When you're focused on your symptoms, you're focusing on something in the sense realm. And what you're doing, people do this all the time. They're focusing on their pain. They're waiting for it to leave, and then they'll say they're healed. That's wrong. You focus on what is good. I'm not saying deny it, but if you focus on it, you're concerned with your pain. Do you realize when you focus on something, it gets magnified? You can prove this pretty easy. Have you ever had a pain in your body, and you got distracted? You've had a pain for a while, but you got distracted, you got caught up in something, you forgot about it, and you didn't notice it. You did not notice the pain. Has that ever happened to anybody? Well, you weren't focused on it. You were distracted. Did it all of a sudden leave? Well, your pain's still there, but you're not focused on it. On the other hand, you focus on something, it could be something small. That thing starts looking bigger and bigger. It can magnify. You notice that more and more. The more you focus on it, you can become consumed with something. That's not going to help you. We don't need to focus on what is. We need to focus on what Jesus did and on the truth. It's not always easy if you have something in your face trying to get your attention. It is an act of discipline and will. And just yielding to God to go over and say, Lord, I'm going to choose to focus on You. And your mind may want to snap right back to your problem, to your symptoms. But we need to just say, no, I'm going to focus on what He is. Praise, you can let praise come out of your mouth. You can speak the Word. We're talking about considering what to consider. You don't consider the symptoms. You consider His Word. See, His Word doesn't change with your symptoms. His Word is constant. True faith is based on His Word, not the circumstance. Otherwise, you feel good, you think it's working. You don't feel good, you think it's not working. That's not faith. We have to hold it here in Hebrews 4:14, it says, hold fast your confession. What does that mean? One definition of that is to say the same thing. What you confessed, what God says about you, you say the same thing. You say the same thing that God says regardless of what you feel. You feel worse, you still say what He said about it. You feel better, you still say what He said about it. Thank God. We are to hold fast to our confession, say the same thing here on earth that the Word says. That's what's going to put the enemy on the run. That's what's going to put sickness on the run. That, see, you are, it's already settled in heaven. It's done. But you giving God access by agreeing with Him makes it so in your life. It gives the conduit. It gives, it makes, the, that is, the, your faith is the conduit by which things that are already paid for in heaven become real on the earth. That's how you got born again. Do you realize that every person on the face of the earth is already, their salvation is already paid for? Isn't it? Jesus isn't going to die again. He already died. It's already paid for. But not everybody's partaking of it. Why? Because they haven't reached out in faith to take what God, through Jesus, has already provided. It's done. It's already done. He has already paid for every person on the face of the earth. You say, how does that work? I don't know. I take God at His word. He said it, I believe it. We just read it in Romans 10, 13. If you call on the name of the Lord, you will be saved. But it doesn't just happen automatically. Does it? There are people all walking around tonight in Boston, all over the world, that aren't saved, yet right now, it's paid for. Well, you know what? There are a whole lot of people walking around that are even Christians that aren't healed, but it's paid for. Did you hear me? It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing. It's paid for. But what do we need to do? We need to reach out and take it. Well, how are you going to reach out and take it? You're going to believe what God already said, even though your circumstance might tell you opposite. There's a fight involved there. I didn't say it was easy. When your body's screaming at you, it's not easy to take your mind off it. But if you need something to put your mind on and put your focus on, and that is the Word of God. That is what He said. That's what Abraham did. If he was going to sit there and look and go, my body, it's not, it was old, Sarah's old, he's going to go down. But he said, God said it. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and believing that what He promised, He was also able to perform. That's what we do. We look at what He said. We're talking about how faith comes. We need to know. When you understand how faith comes, you start understanding what faith is, because faith comes by hearing His word. Now, that's how you operate on it. If faith is in what He said, so what are you going to focus on? What He said. See, when you feel good one day and then don't feel good the other day, you're walking by sight. And that will defeat us. And I've said this before, but it'll bear repetition. This is where a lot of people get tripped up. They're waiting for something to change, and then if it looks better, they say, oh, it's working. I feel better. That's a mistake. That's walking by sight just as much as you saying, I feel worse, so it isn't working. Because if you start saying it's working because I feel better, the moment it turns, the moment you have another pain, the thought will come, oh, I guess it's not working. I feel bad again. And that's where people miss it. See, when you feel bad and you're focusing on the word, you say, the symptom's there. I don't feel good, but God said I'm healed. I choose to believe Him. My feelings got to change. See, now you're in the mode to resist. Now you're in the mode to fight. It's not just healing, it's every area. I'll keep going here to try to get through some of this. You put your focus on the right things, on Jesus, our great high priest, and on His word instead of yourself. Now let's go over and turn to Proverbs 4:20. This is another scripture along this line. It's very good. Proverbs 4, verse 20. Thank God. Everybody there? Says, my son, give attention to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Notice verse 21. It says, let them, his words. It says, do not let, back in the verse 20, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them, what? His words, depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Then, verse 22, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. See, that's focusing on his word. I mentioned before, Brother Hagin shares when in his testimony of being healed, but he was, you know, diagnosed with a terminal, a deformed heart and a blood disease, and he was paralyzed. He relates how he saw himself dying. He would just play it over and over in his head. He saw this play out in his head that they were going to bury him. He goes into intimate detail if you've ever heard him preach on it. He saw the funeral procession. He saw them going. He saw them closing up the casket. He saw them lowering to the ground, putting the dirt on the casket. And he said, I saw myself dead. Well, he was focused on the wrong thing. You realize you can think so much about your condition, you entertain thoughts of it getting worse. You entertain thoughts of you being crippled. You entertain thoughts of your heart failing, or you going blind, or your ears, you know, failing. That it's focusing on the wrong thing. And that's what defeats us. We're not keeping his word in front of our eyes. If we start to be discouraged, it's because his word has departed from before our eyes. Because if we're focusing on his word, and his word says we're healed, and his word says we're victorious, and his word says that God, through Jesus, has paid for our healing, then you're not going to be depressed, you're not going to be down, you're not going to be defeated in your thought life. You're going to see this thing turning around. And we give access to him to act in our lives then. See, it says, let not his words depart from your eyes. My words depart from your eyes. See, his word says, like in Matthew 8:17, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. So if that word does not depart from our eyes, then we're going to see ourselves well. We're going to see ourselves healed. And if we see ourselves without sickness, without disease, if we see ourselves healed, then it'll come to pass in our lives. If we don't see ourselves well, it's because that word is not in front of us. It's because we're not focusing on the right thing. Just think about it. If we see ourselves sick, if there's fear there, what are we focusing on? We're focusing on the wrong thing. You can't be focusing on healing and health and what God has done and yet see yourself dead. Remember what we talked about at the beginning? You cannot focus on the fact that the God of the universe not only is your Father, but by His Spirit lives in you, and then see yourself, your body, withering away and dying. That doesn't make any sense. You can't focus on the fact that the most powerful being in the universe resides on the inside of you, and yet your body is going to shrivel up and die. He is life itself. See, if you focus on the one, the logical answer is not you're dying. Do you follow me? If you're focused on God Almighty, see, if we believe that, the Creator, the all-powerful one. He sent His Son to die for us so that we could be healed, and His power is infinite, and that power resides in me. You start talking about that, you're going to see that power flowing through you, and it becomes a very small thing for any problem to leave. It's not a big deal, because you're like, what? This is nothing before Him. And you think about that, you start to become joyful because what? You're focusing on the right thing. But you start to think you don't have any help and you're alone and there's no way. Well, you're focusing on the wrong thing. You're not focusing on the truth. That's how we give access to failure. His Word is the truth. We have to focus on His Word. So we need to not consider the other things. God cannot move. Now listen to me. He cannot move on our behalf if we're not acting on His Word. Even if He wanted to, which He does. We need to look away. Stop talking about how it looks. Stop focusing. See, even people, you know what they'll do? They talk about their lack of faith. It's not working. I don't understand it. I'm doing everything I know to do. We're looking at the wrong thing. How would you know it's not working? Because you're looking at what you see. How would you know if you're born again or not if you're going by what you see? You don't know by what you see. I mean, there's fruit. But just because you act a certain way doesn't mean you're right with God. You can't go by outward appearance. You have to take Him at His word. He said, if you call on the name of the Lord, you will be saved. It's the same thing. We have to focus on what He said. Focus on His word. Not what we see. We got to come back to what He said. That gives Him access. So people go right to, well, I just don't know why. And if they've been around certain things, they'll start beating themselves up because the devil knows how to operate with some of these things. Try to get you, well, you don't have enough faith. Well, you start going down that line of thinking, you're going to be depressed. You're going to be given up. Don't think about that. Feed your faith. Start speaking. Oh, no, I believe God. He is on my side. He is working in my body. Start speaking what He said. We confess what we believe, which is based on what He said. In the midst and in the face of trouble, if you start to look for a reason, look for a problem, look for a failure, you will find it. The devil will beat you up with that. Well, you just don't have enough faith. I just don't know why it's working. You spend all day thinking about that and you'll end up depressed. Because there's no hope in that. But we start focusing on what God is, who He is, what He's done, what He's doing right now. That feeds your faith. You hear it, it builds you up. And you give God access. You start, instead of looking for the bad, you start looking for things to change. You start looking for your body to feel better. I expect it to change. Watch. The God of all heaven and earth lives inside of me. This thing will change. And instead of looking for it to get worse, you expect it to get better. You're looking for it to get better. And if it doesn't look better this day, you say, well, don't worry. It'll change. It'll change tomorrow. It's going to change. You watch. I expect it to. What are you? You're expecting something to happen. So that's what Abraham did. Said when he had no reason to hope. He hoped. What is hope? He expected. When he had no reason to expect anything, he expected in spite of it. He's called the father of faith. Thank God. Thank you, Lord. See, we exercise this all the time. How are we doing? Boy. We believe and act on things we can't see all the time. In the natural, there's things like like the example of radioactivity. You know, after World War II, there was things loosed into the atmosphere, different areas. That stuff is real, whether you believe it or not, but you can't see it. And people, if they get ideas about stuff, they hear things, and they start getting frightened, even if they can't see it. People get frightened about stuff they can't see all the time. Well, why not start to believe? It's just opposite, that we start believing what we can't see that's good. We believe what God said in spite of what we feel, what we see. That's how it gives. That's how we give God access in our lives. You don't look for feelings. Somebody's going to pray for you and you expect to have a goosebump because that means God worked. That's absolutely walking by sight. Expecting that you'll fall over if somebody prays for you is absolutely walking by sight. That doesn't have anything to do with you being healed. Because what are we, tell me again, what is faith? How does faith come? It comes by hearing. So if we're going to act on His word, then we're going to believe we're healed based on what He said, not based on what we feel. Well, you fell over. You must have, the power of God went into you, therefore you had to be healed. That doesn't, no. No. There's people all the time get knocked over. You know what? If you believe that'll heal you, and you think you got healed because you felt something, the minute you feel a pain, if you don't know what we're talking about right here, you'll think it didn't work or somehow it came back on you. And this is why people all the time absolutely do receive something being prayed for. And it does change. But they don't know about faith. And so when a symptom comes back, the thought comes, I guess it didn't work. I thought I was healed. And they were. But what are they doing? The minute a symptom comes, they yield to feelings and say, I guess it didn't work. How would you know it didn't work if your faith, if you're truly believing His word did not change when you felt something? That is actually walking by sight. And so people all the time, there are healing ministries. There are people that are specifically anointed to minister to the sick. Anointed just means the working of the Holy Spirit on them. And we've had it happen in this church. People have had their bodies change, have seen miracles, and lost it. People say, well, I guess it didn't work. No, it worked. They were changed. But it doesn't matter if it's you receive healing by faith, whether you receive it by laying on of hands, if you're going to maintain it, you have to know how faith works, and that's by, it's got to be based on His word. It's got to come back to what He said. So the symptom comes, you say, no, I reject that because He said something different. And that, you cannot be defeated believing that. See, it's slippery. If you're going to follow people around, which people have in the past, not so much right now, but in the past, when there are certain moves of God, people following people around, trying to get healed. If somebody lays hands on them, maybe they'll get it this time. They're, even if they did get something, most of the time it's not going to be permanent because they're walking by sight. They're not walking by faith. How would it work for you or any person if you went by your feelings to determine if you were saved? So you got in a meeting. People got in a meeting where there was salvation preached, came to the altar, received Jesus, believed that they were saved, but went out the next day and had a feeling, or they got lost their temper, you know, and said something. Then they had a feeling that God doesn't love them anymore, and they said, well, I guess I'm not saved. Well, how did you know you were saved in the first place? If it was a feeling, you're on shaky grounds because that's not how you get saved. Bible says you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, what? That Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that He is raised from the dead. If you believe that and you believe what the Bible says, It doesn't say anything about your feelings. It says that if you did that, if you call on the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. So I don't care if I feel worse. You would counsel somebody, if you know anything about the word, you would counsel them and say, just because you missed it doesn't mean you're not saved. Just because you had a bad feeling doesn't mean you're not saved. The word of God says, and you could take them to Romans and tell them, look, the word of God says, if you call on it on the name of Jesus, you shall be saved. Just because you felt bad today doesn't mean you missed it. Jesus still loves you. You're still in the family of God. Now just get up and go on. But when it comes to healing, people go, I don't feel good, so therefore I'm not healed anymore. No, if we do the same thing and say, no, the word of God still says by his stripes you were healed. The Bible still says he himself took your infirmities and bore your sickness. And the Bible says he is the Lord our healer. Just because you have a pain doesn't mean you're not healed. Get up and go on and act like the Bible's true. And stay there. And if you stay there based on his word, the feelings will change, the symptoms will change, and his word will reign supreme. Hallelujah. That is faith. Hallelujah.